This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Maybe it's already happened. Are you already getting tired of the same old Christmas tunes this year? Well, if so, we've got some new music for you. Stateside's Emily Fox has more on a new album that combines jazz, soul, and Creole music into a holiday mix.
The album is called Creole Christmas. It's by Etienne Charles. He's a trumpet player and also a jazz professor at Michigan State University. And he joins me now. Hi, Etienne.
Hi, Emily.
So, Etienne, you studied music at Florida State University and then at Juilliard, but before then you lived in Trinidad. Tell me more about the music and culture of Trinidad.
Well, the music and culture of Trinidad is very eclectic, and specifically because of Trinidad's location in the Caribbean and because of the history of migration to the island. Trinidad is located 11 degrees north of the equator, and at the closest point is 8 miles from Venezuela. So there's a heavy South American influence to the music and to the food and to a lot of our culture. A lot of people know about the African influence on the island, the Indian influence on the island, and the Chinese influences, the Middle Eastern, like Syrian and Lebanese influences, and the European influences. But there's also this heavy South American influence from the indigenous peoples and then from when the Spanish came. And so the musics of Trinidad, they're very varied, from waltzes to paseos and calypsos. There's so many different sounds that come out of the island musically.
Tell me about the first track on your album. It's called Father Christmas. Tell me more about that song.
Father Christmas is one of the most humorous songs of the Trinidadian Christmas calypso tradition. It's by a man named the Mighty Spoiler, who was a genius way beyond his time. And the song is about a man being arrested Christmas morning. It's a combination of nostalgia, drama, and humor all mixed in together. So he has this nostalgia of when he was a little boy growing up. And it's like, when I was a little boy, I used to hang up my stockings so much of toys I used to get Christmas morning. Now I'm big like a manawa. So now he's a big, now he's a grown up. And he decides just to hang a rice bag instead. But the reason why he does that is because one Christmas morning, he woke up early to see what Father Christmas brought for him. Father Christmas is what we call Santa Claus. And at the door was this police officer to arrest him for what's called wife maintenance, which could mean many, many different things. And the whole song is about him trying to basically prove his innocence.
Since a small, I always believe Father Christmas does come on Christmas Eve. Since a small, I always believe Father Christmas does come on Christmas Eve. When I was small, I used to hang up my stockings. So much of toys I used to get Christmas morning. Now I'm big like a man of war. Last year, I hung up a rice bag in front of my door just because Christmas morning, I wake up early to see what Father Christmas bring for me. He bring a police in a short pants with a warrant for me for wife maintenance. Oh, Lord.
So this album, Creole Christmas, really has a great mix of jazz, Creole, instrumental tracks, vocal tracks. And you also have some American Christmas standards in there. And I love your rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Etienne,
tell me about the singer on this track.
His name is Michael Kilgore. He's from Orlando, Florida. We went to Florida State University together many years ago. And he's in one of the young titans of New York's vocal scene specifically. And he's in the Broadway scene very heavily. He was in Hair, and then he was in Motown. And he most recently was featured on The Wiz Live. He was one of the Munchkins. He was the Munchkin singing the solos at the end of The Wiz Live.
You're really connected to the music world in New York City and also in the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, you still have a full-time gig teaching jazz at Michigan State University, but how often are you flying to perform in different gigs playing jazz?
What I do, I'm part of being a jazz professor, is being a jazz musician. So I do a decent amount of traveling during the semester to go, and I mean, part of it is about playing the music, a lot of it is about writing it, recording it, but it's also just about taking the music out to people. And so I do quite a lot of performing jazz at different venues, clubs, festivals around the world. And so it's been a joy to get to bring music to people, because being a jazz musician is almost like, it's almost like missionary work. You're going out and you're spreading the good word about this music.
You've said that you didn't really play formal jazz until college, but you've said that jazz is Creole music, or Creole music is jazz music. How do you think the music of Trinidad has impacted the way that you play or improvise on trumpet when you're playing with a jazz group?
Well, Trinidadian music, and specifically Trinidadian improvised music, was actually recorded on phonograph before jazz ever was. And so it's actually the opposite, is that the Caribbean music informed jazz before jazz informed the Caribbean music. The first phonograph recording of Trinidadian music was done in June 1912 in New York City for Columbia Records and then RCA Records. It was a group called Lovey's String Band. And that was 5 years before the original Dixieland Jazz Band recorded on phonograph, which is known to be the first jazz recording, which was in 1917. So the influence actually went the other way, contrary to popular belief.
Do you have a favorite memory of the holiday time in Trinidad?
Well, Christmas Eve night in Trinidad is a unique night, because everybody normally goes from house to house. Well, that's an old tradition. It's not as popular as it used to be, but way back in the day, there would be a group of musicians and singers that would go from house to house singing. You know, you'd sing about the nativity, you'd sing about the person's house, you'd sing about them, you would announce yourself, you'd announce the family of musicians that was there playing. And then you would get invited in, you would play a little bit more, and then you would get fed. Then you'd play a little bit more, and then you'd leave, and then you'd go to the next house. That's the Parang tradition. Before I was born, you know, my uncles always talk about how that used to happen more frequently, simply because there were no fences between houses. And the advent of fences and more security and rises in crime and things like that have made for some parts of those traditions to be less. But to me, Christmas is about the community, it's about family, it's about music, the joy you're given, it's about food. And it's really just about coming together and at the end of the year to celebrate what was good about the year, to remember who's no longer with us. All of those, to me, all of those memories come together at Christmas time.
I've been speaking with Etienne Charles, trumpet player and jazz professor at Michigan State University, about his new album, Creole Christmas. Etienne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.